Appendix E. Special subjects and interests for driver. Physical health problems and driving safety. In 1979, the Utah State Legislature made provisions for increasing highway safety and at the same time allowing many people with health concerns to drive within appropriate safety limits. The law states that individuals are personally responsible to be sure they are in reasonably good health when they drive. If a person has a health condition which may affect their ability to safely drive a vehicle, they are responsible to report it to the Driver License Division and are expected to seek competent medical evaluation and advice. Their physicians are responsible to advise them about their health as it relates to driving safety. A physician does not have authority to restrict anyone's driving, but is responsible to report accurately about a patient's health status. This report may permit an unlimited license, one with restrictions or, in some cases, a denial of a license for safety reasons. The legislature also set up a Driver License Medical Advisory Board to advise physicians and the Driver License Division. The board emphasizes functional ability to drive a vehicle safely, rather than stressing impairments. It developed a form, Functional Ability Evaluation Medical Report, or guidelines to help physicians advise their patients and simplify reporting. The guidelines include possible health concerns in the following 11 categories. A. Diabetes and metabolic condition. B. Cardiovascular, heart. C. Pulmonary, lung. D. Neurologic, nervous system. E. Seizures or episodic conditions. F. Learning and memory. G. Mental health conditions. H. Alcohol and other drugs. I. Visual disorders. J. Musculoskeletal abnormality. K. Alertness or sleep disorders. In some circumstances, it might be appropriate for the Medical Advisory Board to review a case to help determine driving eligibility. Applicants for a driver license will be asked to answer health-related questions. If there is a health concern, they will be given a functional ability evaluation form to take to their healthcare provider, who will complete a functional ability safety assessment. The form is then returned to the Driver License Division and, if appropriate, a license to drive will be issued based upon previously determined levels of driving risk. For example, if there is a vision problem and the person cannot read highway signs at a distance, the individual may be considered safe to drive, but at reduced speeds, and a restricted license could then be issued. If you have a health problem, you should ask your physician about how it might affect your driving. Many medications may cause drowsiness or other difficulties. Therefore, a physician may advise against driving until a suitable dosage schedule has been worked out that will not impair driving. Abuse or excessive use of prescription drugs has caused many serious accidents and should be avoided. Individual drivers have the final responsibility for knowing their abilities and for driving safely. The guidelines require higher standards of fitness for drivers of commercial motor vehicles than for private vehicles, but the principles are the same. I. Vision test. The division requires 20/40 vision in peripheral fields, side vision of 90 degrees in at least one eye to pass the vision test. If you fail to meet this standard with or without glasses, you will be required to get a statement from your eye doctor. The statement must be presented before your application can be completed. It should indicate specific vision problems and suggested restrictions, if any. A vision test is required on all applications processed in a field office. Everyone age 65 and older is required to pass a vision examination with every license application. Mental and health conditions. Mental and health conditions is just as important as physical health concerns. If your mind is not in your driving, you are probably not driving safely. Some forms of behavior which often provide hints about our mental health are: finding that you are always mad at other drivers and sometimes try to get even. Having a tendency to be excessively confused or frustrated when traffic becomes heavy. Being so depressed and worried about things that your attention is not always on the road. Finding that you are frequently getting traffic citations. Having trouble adjusting to an emotional shock such as the loss of a loved one. If you are angry or excited, give yourself time to cool off. Take a walk or talk to a friend. Do anything, but stay off the road until you have cooled down. If you are worried about something, do something that will allow you to concentrate on your driving. Listen to the radio or sing to yourself. If you are impatient, give yourself extra time. If you leave a few minutes early, you will not feel the need to speed, beat traffic signals, or do other things that can get you a traffic citation or cause a crash. Review examination. Sometimes the division will request that a driver appear for a review examination. The request for an evaluation may be based upon a request from medical professional. Confidential reporting. Law enforcement officer who observed a driving situation which calls into question the driver's ability to safely operate a motor vehicle. Another individual or agency which indicates that the driver may be impaired. Have a medical condition which requires an assessment of the driver's functional ability to drive. A review examination does not necessarily lead to the withdrawal of the driving privilege. In most cases, upon completion of the review process, a driver is allowed to drive under applicable restrictions if deemed safe by the division. If an individual does not complete a required review examination, the driving privilege will be withdrawn. After the review examination has been completed, a hearing officer will discuss the results with the driver and will review the medical evaluation. The hearing officer will take into account the driving needs of the individual, the type of roads or highways used, the traffic conditions usually experienced, etc. The hearing officer will also refer to guidelines established by the Driver License Medical Advisory Board as they relate to the medical form provided by the driver. The hearing officer will then decide whether any restrictions need to be placed upon the driver license. Only when the division determines that a driver cannot operate a vehicle safely under any conditions is the driver license withdrawn. Often no restrictions are required, but when they are, one or more of the restrictions listed in Section 3 are specified on the driver license. Remember, it is your responsibility to find out about and report mental or health problems, just as you must for physical problems. The Driver License Division staff will be happy to provide information about the medical guidelines as they apply to the licensing program.